Today on Building the Bakken.
They saw the accident, and so by the time they got up to us, then one called 911 right away. And I heard him talking, and he said, there's five kids, the driver's dead.
We are one of the richest counties in the state. Our school district doesn't want for anything. They haven't asked for a mill levy in 20 years.
It's all over. It's the service companies that are charging high rates to service the companies. And of course, they've been able to get by with it. It's market.
The people that haven't grown up here, haven't lived here any amount of time, don't understand that the big oil and gas companies aren't bad guys.
I ended up with, I don't remember how many broken ribs, my lung collapsed, I broke my wrist, broke my shoulder, broke a vertebrae, my foot, my knee, my...
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing, been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
Ed Schaefer, former Governor Schaefer, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jason? Good to be on air with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days out there 24/7, no shower, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you'll love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we travel to South Hart, North Dakota, and talk with Mary Hodell, owner of the Farmer's Daughters Cafe and lifelong resident of South Hart. Mary relives the day she survived an oil tanker truck accident on the roads of the Bakken. Mary shares with us her experience when she was in an accident with an oil tanker truck out on the oil patch roads. We also talk to Williston, North Dakota native Warren Fralick and travel to Baker, Montana and talk with Drury Phoebus and Nicole Schuler, residents of Baker, Montana. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken. My name is Jason Spiess and you're listening to Building the Bakken.
Till I die all and jamming for all my friends. That's you, Jason.
My name is Jason Spiess, and this is Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. In addition to the support of this radio station, Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. For more information, visit kidsincapitalism.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people, they just happen to sell real estate. Their Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they want to be a great connection for you. Call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty. They may not sell real estate in your community, but they want to be a great connection for you. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years. That's 3 awards in 3 years. The triple trifecta, the Lodge at Deadwood. Next time you're planning an oil conference, a wedding, or just a weekend getaway, check out the Lodge at Deadwood. Visit their website at deadwoodlodge.com. That's the deadwoodlodge.com. My name is Jason Spiess, and this is Building the Bakken.
I reckon I'm her man in the right dang place, the right dang time, and now suddenly here I am. When that train rolls out, man, there ain't no doubt, I'm gonna ride her just as far as she goes. And at the end of the line, you're gonna find I'm just a regular Joe. Yeah, y'all, if they leave it up to me, brother, I'm gonna be exactly who I've always been.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spiess and I am a multimedia journalist and talk show host. Some have called me the shale play prophet while others have called me the curator of capitalism. But honestly, I'm just a father running his son's company. That's right, Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism are family businesses tied to the Bakken oil fields. And while my 9-year-old son Otis is getting his education and working part-time for Kids and Capitalism, I'm keeping our company running. Because in 15 or 20 years when my son is ready, the Bakken will still be a world-class oil play. Crude oil will still be drilled, and our family business will become a second-generation business. From oil companies to trucking companies, to the restaurateur to the hotel operator, it takes a big team to keep this economy moving. My name is Jason Spies, and on behalf of Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism, I would like to thank everyone involved in this Bakken shale play for giving my family an opportunity of a lifetime. Actually, an opportunity of three or four lifetimes. So am I running my grandson's company, or is it my great-grandson's company?
This Kids and Capitalism KidCast is powered by buildingthebakken.com.
Welcome to the Kids and Capitalism Podcast. My name is Otis, the multimedia kidtrepreneur. Today, I interview U.S. Senator John Hoeven on money management, first jobs, and business. Did you know Senator Hoeven was the president of the country's only state-owned bank before he was a U.S. senator? He was president of the State Bank of North Dakota before being elected to the United States Senate. Up next, U.S. Senator John Hoeven on Kids and Capitalism with your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis.
Kids and Capitalism.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to the Kids and Capitalism Podcast. I'm multimedia kidtrepreneur Otis. Today, I interview U.S. Senator John Hoeven on money management, first jobs, and business. What is North Dakota like for making money?
Well, the key is that we have a good business climate, okay? And that enables investment by companies that provide goods and services. And so right now, we've built a very good business climate in North Dakota. We're getting a lot of investment, so you see tremendous economic growth in our state. We are really the powerhouse for the nation, providing energy all over the country. Oil and gas, we're a huge leader, but in all kinds of energy. And also, we're the breadbasket for the country. We're providing the food that feeds our country and many people around the world.
How did you become a U.S. senator?
Well, I was governor before running for the Senate for 10 years and was very honored to serve the people of North Dakota as governor. And I really wanted to try to do some of the things at the federal level that we're doing here at the state level, build that good business climate that we were talking about a minute ago and other important things. And so I asked the people to elect me, went around the state and talked about a strong plan for America, the kind of things that I think are important, strong national defense, balancing our budget, getting economic growth, empowering citizens, building small business, empowering small business. That's the plan I put out there, and the people of North Dakota were good enough to vote for me.
You understand banking and money. Mm-hmm. What advice would you have for a young business?
Well, the finances are very, very important. That's true whether you're a business or a family or a community or a country. You've got to understand your financial position, and you deal from strength when you have a strong financial position. So it's very important to understand what your finances are and to work with people that can help you to make sure that you're in a strong financial position, fiscally sound, because that makes you strong today and strong for the future.
To listen to the entire interview with U.S. Senator John Hoeven, visit our website at www.kidsandcapitalism.com. From the entire cast at Kids and Capitalism, thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis, asking you to keep calm and capitalism on.
I don't need nobody to tell me if I remind them a child of shame. I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm a causing a scene, cause I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me.
Kids and Capitalism.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.